Jesus is our light. Jesus is our light. But we're going to have to get our technician to get up there and fix that. But right now, let's leave the light alone. All right? Verse 15 says, as for me. Yes, I'm praying for you because that's what God asked me to do. But I don't want to pray for others and preach to others, and I myself become a castaway. So yes, I'm going to help you. But before I can help you, I got to help myself. He said, as for me, I will behold thy face then. Lord, that's going to be right. Hey, if you want to see his face, you've got to be righteous. He said, I shall not be satisfied. I shall be satisfied. I'm trying to get it done. That's why I got you back here. I got you. I shall be satisfied when I awake in my likeness. So our message today is, oh, I want to see him. Anybody want to see him? Anybody want to see the Lord? Oh, I want to see him. And if we want to have a second part to that, look at somebody next to you. You don't come to church this morning and say, oh, here looking all cute and looking like I'm in church. But I want to get something out of church. So look at somebody next to you and say, I won't let nothing. Come on, I won't let nothing turn me around. Come on, say it like you really believe that. I won't let nothing turn me around. Come on, I want to see it again. Work out. You know, I heard the keynote say this is just a rehearsal. This is just a rehearsal. When I get to heaven, I'm going to really sing. So this is just a rehearsal. This is a time I'm going to try and sing a song. Can you put your mic at? You know, I'm like the preacher. When I start messing up, I can feel my help coming. Let the singers sing. Amen. And let the preachers preach. All right. So turn up 7. All right. So can you put the little there for me? We're going to see. Hey, what about the fishes there? I said it's just a rehearsal. But when you get to heaven, we're going to really see it. Amen. Nico, you know me. I told Nico we're going to sing this song. Nico ran out. Y'all gonna help me?
Yeah.
Y'all know. I said, y'all gonna help me?
Yeah.
Our message is, oh Lord, I want to.
Yes.
As I journey through your land, sing as I go. refuse to let anybody
turn me around.
Yeah, I don't know. I won't let nobody turn me around. I don't know if this, you know, was hyperbole or nigga. But I give you the setting behind that song. They said it on an old mother in the church. Her body was crippled with arthritis and she was full of pain. And they said, when everything, this is what they said. That's why when I don't care how I feel, I'm coming to church. I can find out all that. I'm not gonna let arthritis. I'm gonna let nobody's words on me. I said I'm going on my land. If y'all look at me funny and talk about me, guess what? I ain't gonna let that. If you make fun of me, that's not gonna change me, because I'm gonna let you. They said the old mother was wrapped in pain and she would come to church. And when she would come to church, she would cry all the way from the back to the front, struggling, trying to get to the altar, trying to get to her seat. So eventually, one of the young people said, "Mother, why don't you just stay home?" I said, "Why do you go through all that to come to church? You know your body is wracked in pain, and you can't hardly walk, and people got to help you. Aren't you embarrassed?" She said, please. like I'm gonna bend my knees. Why? Because I was, look at somebody say, I was down. If I live based on how people look at me, I ain't living on my pet names right now. I should do that. If I live based on what people say about me, I'll be all messed up. Right? Just because I came down south, I'll give you a little pet. Just because I came down south, this is back when we had big afros. The afro. Everybody comes from down south. Everybody from down south, like what color? Red. Red hat. Red sneakers. He said, I'm going to place it in the sea of forgiveness. here comes that old righteous sin. They see you, you know, I should have did this, but well, I ain't talking about nobody else. 2 weeks, the whole thing, I'm talking about nobody, right? This is messed up, but I just, when I say, they see you coming in. God got that. You keep walking strong. You keep going strong. Don't let them talk you to turn it. Then the devil will start playing in your mind. And somebody say, hey, you better get back to the word. I'm going to get to it. But I got to help y'all out. Because there are too many of us are living in prison to everybody else's words. Too many of us in prison. You can't get out of prison because you're bound up in everybody else's words. And God is right there saying, hey, you keep bringing it up. He said, I forgot that 10 years ago. Who did it? So why do you keep? Then God, see, so what God does is now he goes to the, you know God goes to saints meetings? You know God goes to church? Y'all know that? You know when you have a little private little conversations?
I was preparing for this message.
I don't know where the Lord showed me when Lazarus died. I'm so glad, same thing with Jesus.
Amen.
Y'all glad, same thing with Jesus?
Amen.
Oh, y'all glad, same thing with Jesus?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm going to ask you again. I'm so glad saints ain't Jesus.
Amen.
I mean, y'all don't mess with my grammar. I ain't got time for grammar. Saints are ain't. That's all I know. Saints ain't Jesus. But when I'm, you can get all that grammar, I'd be all messed up. But when I was praying this morning, Lazarus died. How many know Lazarus died? St. John 11, chapter. Then his sister Martha and Mary sent for Jesus. But God had a plan. He said, though Lazarus is dead, this sickness is not under death. And you got to follow, don't get bits and pieces, don't think y'all see I say something I didn't say. So he said, this sickness is not unto death. So now God has. Look at somebody say, he got all power.
He got all power.
Now the Lord knew he was sick. And it was he who he loved. Scripture says. So the Lord said, I know he's sick, but I'm going to stay here until he dies. So then the Lord waits till he dies. He said, now he tells them, look at somebody say, after the fact. Why did he go in the grave for him to do what he had to do? Because he's God. And he doesn't have to give an account of any of his matters. So after he dies, he said, okay, now let's go and wake him up. Because saints don't die, saints. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Saints don't die, saints fall. So the Lord was short of the Spirit. He says, Lazarus was a type of resurrection before Jesus even resurrected.
Amen.
But Jesus said, nevertheless, I am. Just in case you missed it. Everything that comes to their mind. because he had no compassion. Saints, we need to learn to have compassion. Paul said, if one suffer, we all suffer. If one is in need, we all. But he like that, because he just playing. That ain't what the scripture says. What if we gonna start acting like? How are you gonna see somebody you got complete obstinacy? You know, no God in you ever. Amen. The Bible says the true God, the true love, rejoices night in and day. Somebody is right. They, oh, did you hear all these people from this number? No, sir. We supposed to lift up one another. So the reason there's so many people in church is turning around, for all of us won't keep our mouth off of. People come to church and they already know you're talking about because they, let me tell you, if a whole lot of y'all are talking, right? Let me give y'all this little hint, just for ocular inspection. If a whole lot of y'all are talking, and I come and roll you, shut up. Yeah, I don't have a good genius. I said, I don't have a good genius. Y'all talking about that in the room, right? You were talking about the wrong thing? You were talking about me.
Suffering.
We ain't supposed to suffer in church. You know what?
Somebody said amen to that.
But Paul said, I want to share in the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Then he said, if by any means, Lord, thank you. If by any means I may attain unto the resurrection of the dead, that not as though I already attained, neither were already made perfect, but I'm going to let nothing. I'm going to follow after. Hallelujah. I follow after. If that I may apprehend that for which I am apprehended. But I will not count myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do is I do what? Don't be a prisoner. Your past. Don't be a prisoner to your past. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to the things which are. It's time for us as a church to do what? Press for the prize of the high calling of God that's in Christ Jesus. Verse 20 says, for our conversation is in. Everything about me represents
heaven.
For our conversation is in heaven, hallelujah, from which also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he's going to change. Anybody want to change?
Amen.
Anybody want incorruptible to put on incorruption?
Amen.
Anybody want this mortal to put on immortality? And what It's not sorrow. He said, restore to me the joy.